After a 2-year hiatus due to COVID cancellations, Vivid Sydney has of course come back with a bang, teaming up with Mary's Underground actually to bring you Going Under, an immersive series of curated events all throughout June. And tonight it kicks off with Culture Reset by Glow, a Black odyssey through space and time delivered from the perspective of the Black diasporic experience. And here to tell us all about it herself is the curator of the event, the ever so stunning choreographer, movement artist and R&B goddess herself, Glow, have I got you?
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just talking to my friend who's doing my hair.
Oh, no worries. Got to get prepped. Got to get beautiful for the event.
Yeah. Got my glam squad with me.
Awesome. So, you know, I just have a few questions for you before we dive into, you know, the Going Under series and, of course, your curated event, Culture Reset. I want to talk to you for a second about your own music. You have these really hypnotic melodies throughout your sound that are without a doubt redefining the Australian music landscape. What are your influences in your performances and your style, and what role does your own culture play in that?
My influences are I have so many influences. I feel like, you know, when somebody asks you like what you're listening to and you forget and you're like, I don't know.
Am the ultimate culprit for that every single day.
Now I like have to look on my like Apple Music and like look at what I'm actually doing. But with inspirations, it like goes in so many directions and like reaches so many corners, and like it dates back to when I just was dancing, and then like the singing was kind of low-key, and the artists I listened to were like Erica and Lauren, and now it's like Angie, and then I love D'Angelo, and I also love Fela Kuti, and there's just so many people that have like influenced how I write music, how I sing, and I'm just trying to like draw on inspiration and influences in a way that's true to myself, and not be like, I'm going to do my own thing, and like it's separate from like all these, you know, other people and like art forms that have been there before me. Like, I don't know if you can actually really do that, but just you can find new and fresh ways to create art, which that's the part that really excites me. So
Most definitely.
Guess that's what you hear in the music, is like me just trying to tap into something that's like, yeah, like not really tangible, you know?
For sure. It's a whole sonic landscape, and you're obviously which is what I really appreciate about your music, is that you you embody the culture that already exists within R&B that, you know, grew from however many decades ago. And as you said, it's very true. Like, I feel like a lot of artists these days want to just create their own path, which is totally fair, and I understand that, but I feel like you do so in a way where you're, you know, being praised and held, and you bring the people that were preceded you before with you along your journey, which I respect heaps. For sure. And just a second, when you said D'Angelo, my face went red hot, and that's just, you know, enough for me. That's all I'm going to say.
I honestly just like watch his like live performances.
Oh yeah, for sure.
In my spare time.
My mum was a kid of the 90s, so I totally was across that from a very young age.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. I feel you. You know, Culture Reset is, you know, of course, centered on the Black diasporic experience. Can you elaborate on this and the motivation behind this vision?
I just feel like, as a Black woman, I just want to always create space for Black people, especially in the music industry. I feel like sometimes more people are able to profit off of like Black style, Black culture, and you don't really see Black people in those positions of power or those places, doing the gigs or whatever it is, or like curating events. And I feel like it's definitely changed though, so I can't, you know, I can't like overlook that. There's definitely been hella change in the last, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just feel like in my own journey, it's just what I'm really committed to doing is just putting on an all Black lineup, having it curated by a Black person, like real for us, by us type of vibe, you know.
Yeah, beautiful.
Because yeah, it's really easy to be erased, and it's really easy for your experience, for our experiences as Black people, to be erased and like kind of packaged more like digestible for a bigger audience. Like I'm just like over that type of shit.
So. No, I totally get you. I understand. And like, you know, as like looking through your resume, you know, you've worked with such amazing artists who do just that, you know, Solange, B-Wise and Sampa the Great. How did your experience with working with those, you know, giant figures in the Black community influence how you've been curated this event and what you want people to take from it?
It was beautiful. All those experiences were really beautiful. I remember the first time we were like at the Opera House. It was years ago now, but I still really hold those memories of being in backstage with all the girls before we'd like go on stage, and just the conversations that we would have and like the stories we'd share, and just being able to create, like, I hadn't really been in a space like that before where it was just Black women and we were getting ready and practicing the little routine and stuff like that. Yeah, I feel like after that experience, I was like, I want to do that all the time for the rest of my life. Like, you know, and yeah, I feel like it's really cool when back in the days when I wasn't really pursuing the music side and just being like more on the movement artist kind of like choreographer side, it was just nice to be able to translate people, like Black people's experiences through movement and marry that with their stories and their sounds and their performances. Like that was, and I also wanted to bring that into my own kind of realm and go, fuck, like I couldn't, sorry, I don't know if I can swear. But,
that's all right, no worries.
Okay, I should have asked you that before. But yeah, this is like, damn, like, I'm going to do this like thing because it's so nice. It always feels so nice to be able to like create different like elements of performance and have the dance, have the movement, have the, you know, the band, or have the vocals, like whatever it is. Yeah, it's all really intentional for me. So
yeah, of course, and it's beautiful, is what you're doing, of course. And you know, it's not no secret that, you know, live performances and the arts have taken a hit the past couple of years. How important is it to have a space for Black music and Black culture, considering how Black culture is so often a driving factor in these creative spaces? You know, in this post-COVID era,
It's not a question. It's just it needs to be there. One Black period, you know. It's just, it's like we're all existing on this, like in this industry, like we're just existing in life, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have to make space for each other. It's just, yeah, there's no question for it. I feel like that's the thing that I've obviously struggled with, like with my experience being like in the industry, is why do I have to ask for a seat at the table and really just being like, fuck it, like I'm just going to build my own table. 100%. Like we've heard that, and even doing that, it is hard, but it's like, really just not wanting to knock on people's doors anymore, because I'm not going to ask for humanity, like a basic, like
decency.
Yeah. Like bit of respect. Like I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like, it's no secret that like the music industry has been cherry picking off of Black culture for so long, and you know, white artists have been benefiting it from that for, you know, forever.
Yeah,
so 100% just knock that door down, take that seat, take the whole damn table as far as I'm concerned.
Whole house.
exactly. And just to wrap things up, you know, this is an amazing event that you've curated, but what's next for you? What's on the table? What's happening?
So I just want to also shout out the incredible artists Temgazi, Sevi and Pookie, because just having them is just such an honor. And my manager, Chris, for helping me out, and Tess at Mary's. Like, everybody's just been so incredible, and, like, Electric Collective. So just want to shout them out. But what you can expect is more visual projects when the time's right. But before that, I'm just, like, working on me, working on my health, working on my friendships and my relationships, just being present so that I can, like, get the internal right before I put it into the music.
Of course. Is that something new that you've kind of, you know, tried to pursue? I know that for myself, throughout lockdown, that really became so apparent for me. And I know it's become so apparent for other people to put myself and my mental health and my relationships first.
Yes. It literally, you can hear in my voice, like a revelation literally just like hit me the other day. I was like, wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And it's literally like that, you know, this is my life. You know, I can choose what I do. It's not all gung-ho all the time. So I totally respect that.
So wow, just being like, let me redefine what I'm doing things for. Because I don't have to always do things for just being, I don't know, like, I think, I don't know, it's just where I'm at is intention is really important. And so if I'm just doing the music thing just as the way it doesn't feel right to me, but if I can actually go back home, which is internal, or in my relationships or in my health journey and whatever, like that brings me to a place where I can pursue it better. Because lockdown was fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like that shit was crazy. And we all came out of that like,
what's happening?
Very, very different. Yeah. And then still the community pulls up and like shows up and shows out, and we're putting on these events together and, you know, showing up to each other's like shows. It's just like so beautiful to see. It's crazy.
Exactly. And it's so very much obvious in this event that you've curated that's happening tonight, of course. And thank you so much for taking the time whilst you're getting ready to come talk to me. Thank you so much, Glow. I wish you all the luck tonight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much. I'll see you later.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. That was Glow telling me all about her event, Culture Reset, which is happening tonight at Mary's Underground. Make sure you check out their website to grab some tickets, because this is an event that you will definitely, definitely not want to miss. I'm going to play you a track, a 2020 track from Glow.